with Broad Street, East and West. I don't know if Janet B has watched our one of our latest Bethlehem Corner videos, but we talked about how Broad Street lives up to its name. And I mean, if you take a look at the north side Broad Street there, in between Linden Street and Center Street in particular, we were there at the kickoff of the Bethlehem Food Co-op location announcement a couple weeks ago. And one of the things we talked about is how, like, you know, it's a great project for that neighborhood, but we need to do some other infrastructure there. We need to narrow Broad Street. We need to make it more walkable. We need to turn Linden Street into a two-way street because of just the general speed and energy and all the things that go on Broad Street on the east side there that we don't like. And when you get to the west side, we talked about this too when we visited the Rose Garden, you know, it's a mess. If you brought someone to Bethlehem from another city and you took them over to the west side, they would instantly see that everything revolves around the fact that Broad Street was built for cars and not for people. And it's almost like it's a river between the two different parts of the west side there. And it's the west side is beautiful, but like it could be even more if we turn Broad Street into the type of street that you want to walk on, that you want to be a part of. So it's, once again, it's like, how do we narrow that street? How do we slow down the cars? How do we make it more walkable? How do we, you know, do some infrastructure investment that's going to lead people to want to be a part of Broad Street rather than the way it feels now, where the further you get away from Broad Street, kind of the calmer and the quieter it becomes because you don't have to deal with the speed. Now, I take pride in the fact that I will tell it like it is. And that's not an easy thing. And that's going to take a while to do. But the kind of steps you need to follow is you need to come up with a master plan for Broad Street. And then you need to show momentum every year. So maybe it means that you're only doing a block or two blocks a year, or maybe you're only affording a couple different projects when that grant funding comes through. But you're trying to do whatever it is that you can to show people that this is an important structural thing. And, you know, it's such an underutilized asset there. And we have beautiful churches, beautiful businesses, beautiful houses on Broad Street, but you don't feel those. You don't feel them. You might feel them when you're inside, but you don't feel them when you're on the streetscape and you're walking around. So it's absolutely a priority for us going forward. And I'm looking forward to the opportunity to see what we can do to kind of improve Broad Street. So Janet B doesn't have to ask what the heck is going on with Broad Street there. So